That's why they're collecting the money. What's up, guys? How's it going? Hi, Noah. You doing good? Hey, William. How are you, William? Hi, Yoselin. Not Yoselin. Hi, Valerie. I look at Valerie. I see Yoselin. I see Yoselin. I've already called Yoselin Valerie. You know that? Hey, Chipobe. Hi, Tobechi. I like your clothes. They look awesome. You got a haircut. You didn't? Yeah, you did. All right. And Esther and Erica, I love your bows. You guys have beautiful bows. You're welcome. Guys, I want to tell you a story today, all right? Now, I need two volunteers. And I'm going to ask Chipobe and Esther, all right? I want you guys to come right here. I want you guys to come right here. Now, I'm going to use them as an example. You guys can stand right here, all right? Right here. And you can stand right here, okay? Let me ask you guys a question. Who likes money?
Me.
You guys like money?
Yes, I like.
Who does not like money?
Me.
You don't like money? You like money. We like money. Why do we like money? Because money does what?
Save.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, she's got some good parents at home. What do you do with money? You save it. All right, that's.
Save it for money, for jobs.
For jobs, all right. What else do you do with money?
For offering,
okay. You spend it on stuff. You buy stuff. We already got the answer, man. Do you have another answer? You buy stuff. Okay, you buy Snickers, and you save it, and you can do a bunch of stuff with money. But money, it's really important for you to learn how to use it. So here's the story today. I have a bunch of coins in my hand, okay? And I'm going to give Chipobe, I'm going to give Chipobe all this money right here, okay? This is all for you, okay? Now, you probably have like $3 right there, maybe a bit less. Esther, I'm going to give you these 2 pennies, okay? Now, the world's unfair. Get used to it. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. Now, I want to tell you guys a story of the Bible, okay? Now, this story, it appears in all the 3 Gospels. All the 3 Gospels? Are there only 3 Gospels? No, there are 4. But it appears in 3 of the 4 Gospels, which are Matthew, Mark, and Luke, okay?
Wait.
Not yet. Let me tell the story. So this is what happens. One day, Jesus is in the temple with his buds, all right? And he's looking at everything that's happening around him. And people are coming in to give their tithes and their offerings. So you have like these very powerful Pharisees and Sadducees, people like Tobechi here, that are rich. Not Tobechi, Chipobe, right? I see Chipobe, I see Tobechi, you know, the names, but I love the names. Chipobe, it was easier for me to memorize Tobechi than Chipobe, but I got both of them. So Chipobe, did you count how much money you have there? No, all right, yeah, that's just an uncountable quantity. There's just so much, you don't have to count it. But there were these guys, and they were rich just like Chipobe. They had a lot of money, a lot of coins. And they were coming in, and they were giving their offerings, give some of them. Not all of them, no. You don't have to give all of your money. It's 10%, right? So let's say that they had all this money. Show the church how much money you have. Wow. Can I get a wow?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of money. He's rich. And he gave in like 2 of those coins, all right, that are worth, give the big one. Yeah, the quarter. Yeah, give that one. Wow. All right. So, and he's like, you know what? This is a lot of money in those days. You could buy like a car. Did you know that? You could buy a car, you could buy clothes, you could buy food, but look at how much he still had left. Wow. All right? So, Chipobe, he was like, but you know what? Everyone around them, guys, they were saying, what did you just say? Show all the money. Wow. So everybody in that temple that day, they were saying, wow, look at all that money that he's giving to the temple. Wow, that guy is going to be blessed. But then there was a widow, a little widow, and she was not rich. She did not have all this money. Show them the money.
Wow.
She did not have all that money. Show them how much money you have. Show the church. And you guys say, aw. She did not have a lot of money. Okay, show them again. I want to hear that again. Show them again. Show them the money. Aw. So she came to the temple, but you know what? This widow, this woman, she loved God. She loved God so much. And you know what she said? She said, look, Actually, let me give you guys some perspective, okay? I want to give you some information. She had this money. How much are these? What are these? 2 pennies. You know what the pennies were called back then? They're called mites, all right? She had 2 mites. And you know, do you guys know how much 2 mites were worth back then? 2 mites were worth 6 minutes of a day's work. So let's try to understand this. Do you guys know how much money people make in Texas in 1 hour, the minimum? $7.25. All right? At least that's what the internet says. Now, if you do the math, do you know how much money she had? And this is all she had. The Bible says that this is the only money she had to eat, to buy clothes, to give food for her children so they wouldn't be hungry, to buy them toys. That's all the money she had. You know how much money she had? 70 cents. It was like having 70 cents. While Chepube, show them your money, show them your money. Chepube had $1 million. Yeah. And Esther, show them the money, show them the money. She had 70 cents. But Esther, she was faithful to God. And she loved God. And she wanted to obey God. And God said, bring your tithes and offerings to the temple. And so Esther, how much did she put in? All. How much? Show how much you have left. Nothing left. And then Jesus, when he saw this, he said, oh my goodness, she has so much faith. Because this guy, rich, show them your money. This guy, he gave out the abundance of his heart. He gave out all, you know, he had a lot of stuff, and he gave a lot more than she did, but he had so much left over. But Esther, show them your hand, show them your hand. She gave out of the little bit that she had because she loved Jesus. So the lesson is, when it comes to giving back to God, we don't pay God. Have you ever heard someone say, I pay my tithe? Have you ever heard anyone say that? I pay my tithe. Guys, we don't pay tithe. It's not a bill. All right? Tithes and offerings, they come out of a grateful heart. Tithes, they are a bit different, and you will learn this in Adventures when you go to Adventures or to Sabbath school, but both, they are given from a cheerful heart. Who wants to have a cheerful heart? Amen. Who in the church wants to have a cheerful heart? Amen. So, when you guys give back your tithes and your offerings, not pay, when you give back, it's a devolution for everything that God has done in your life. When you give back, it's important for you to be how? Cheerful, happy. Who's cheerful and happy here today, right now? How do I know that you guys are cheerful and happy? I want to see some smiles. There you go. Some beautiful. No, are you sad? Come on. All right, guys. Well, that was the story for today. And you know what? Chepube, because you're such a good sport and you love Jesus so much and you're not a Pharisee or Sadducee, you're going to put all that money in here. There you go. Now say, show them your hand. No? Now you got, oh yeah, there you go. All right, you guys can sit down. Thank you so much. I know. Guys, we're going to say a word of prayer, all right? Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Do you guys know why we put our hands together when we pray? No. You know why? So that you don't go like this on your buddy next to you. So you don't keep touching stuff all around you. That's why you put your hands together. And do you know why we close our eyes when we pray? So that we can concentrate on the prayer. Because if you have your eyes open, you're going to be looking at the ceiling. You're going to be looking at the lights. You're going to be looking at the pianist. You're going to be looking everywhere at Esther's bow and Tobechi's and Chepube's clothes. So we close our eyes so we can concentrate on Jesus. So I want you guys to imitate me. Shh. Imitate me. Jesus, look at me. Jesus and me. Always together. One last time. Let's pray. And I want you guys to follow my prayer, okay? So I'm going to say something, you're going to repeat it, okay? Kind of like Simon says. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for everything that you have given me. For mommy and daddy. For my family. For my clothes. For my toothbrush. And toothpaste. And thank you so much for church. Please help me. Always give out of a grateful and cheerful heart. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys can go back to mommy and dad.